Welcome to episode 5 of The Mindful Teacher. My name is April Hughes, and I am going to be talking today about staying positive in a negative atmosphere, how to choose gratitude when there's negativity all around. So, it's been a month since my last podcast recording. If you're listening and you're a teacher, you know that October is absolutely the busiest month of the school year. It seems like everything is coming at once. Grades are due, there's parent-teacher conferences, we're starting to have to attend IEPs, all kinds of things are going through our heads while we're trying to plan and teach to our students. So today I thought this would be a good topic since we're getting to the point in the school year where some negativity is starting to creep out of people that maybe aren't always negative, but are starting to feel a little run down. So I'm going to start the podcast by using a quote from The Secret Daily Teachings, Day 37. To change our lives, at some point, we have to decide that, rather than suffer anymore, we are going to live in happiness. And the only way we can do that is to make the decision to look for things to appreciate, no matter what. As we begin to focus on the good and the brighter sides of things, the law of attraction responds by sending back to us the exact photocopy of our new thoughts. And good things begin to appear, and then more good things, and then more. So today I had a colleague who usually is a pretty positive individual say to me, "What do you think about this new lunchroom policy?" And I looked at him and I said, "You know, in the bigger scheme of things, it's really not on my radar." And he looks at me and he says, "What do you mean? Are you having personal problems?" And I said, "No. I said, I'm doing all my research right now for my dissertation and I'm on a deadline." And I said, "I'm really focused on making sure I hit that deadline. So a policy change about lunch is really not going to be where I'm going to focus my energy." And he looked at me and he's like, "I get it. It still sucks though." And I kind of chuckled and then I walked away and I was kind of thinking about what was he really saying to me. He was saying that he didn't like the new policy change, and you know what? I didn't like it either. But am I going to spend all of my energy on something that I'm not going to change anyway? Or am I going to piss off my principal because I'm going to go toe-to-toe with him about the fact that really the policy change infringes upon my contract rights, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't want to hear that. And it's just going to make me lose integrity in his eyes. So a couple of the teachers in the teacher's lounge are starting to complain about the same topic. So right away, my radar's up because I know, and if you've listened to my other podcasts, I am not a big believer in hanging out in the lunchroom or the teacher's lounge, whatever you might call it at your school. Because most of the time, that's the place where the negative thoughts start to come out. And law of attraction says that we get back what we put out into the universe. So instead, I went to my room and I actually did a lot of things that need to be done on a personal level. For example, I checked my calendar. I wrote down some dates that I knew I needed to get into my calendar. I did an outline for upcoming unit that I'm getting ready to do. And I kept out of the negative environment. And I am not judging anybody that wants to, you know, complain because some people just need to vent. However, negativity and that kind of behavior is really the place where it just spreads. So it's like the flu, where one person starts saying something and then another person chimes in and then all of a sudden, five or six people are all complaining. And what's the purpose? All the energy that's being used to complain about a change in policy that really isn't going to change even if you do complain. That negative energy is taking up 2 times the amount of what it would be to just stay positive or remove yourself from a situation. So during this podcast this week, I want you to start thinking about where in your day can you replace the negative thoughts with the positive. And I know that this sounds like it's an easy thing to do, but it's not. So I'm going to encourage you to think of one place in your life that you could take out the negative thoughts and replace it with something positive. And maybe it's someplace in your personal life, or maybe it's someplace that revolves around school. But one thing that's taken me a very, very long time to learn in my 18 years of teaching is that usually when you let the negative feed into your life like that, it's going to spread, and pretty soon you're going to be the person that is in the lunchroom complaining about the policy. And in the end, no matter how much you complain or how much you wish things are different, it's just not going to change, more than likely. And maybe it will, but then how much energy are you going to dedicate towards complaining when you could be using that to develop a lesson plan or put something on Teacher Pay Teacher or revise something on Teacher Pay Teacher or, you know, just take 5 minutes for yourself and do a meditation during your lunch? These are the type of things that we need to continue to bring in to our lives, and we need to leave out the negative. With that being said, in my first 4 podcasts, I've been giving tips on how to remain mindful throughout the school year. And research always says that around the end of October, early November, all teachers, veteran, novice, people that have been teaching 5 to 10 years, we are all going to hit a slump. And it's a natural part of the school year because things are getting really intense. There's more and more put on our plate, and we start to feel anxiety ridden. So here's the time where you need to check in with yourself. Did you make a commitment to go to yoga at least once a week? Have you been following that commitment? Check box yes or no. Have you been journaling and meditating like I suggested? Have you been using Headspace? Have you made yourself a venting journal? These are all good things that you can do to help remain positive in a negative atmosphere, because you are in control of your classroom and the climate and culture that you create in that classroom. So you could be surrounded by negative people and people that are choosing to complain and use their energy in a negative way, but you can create a peaceful culture and environment within your classroom that creates a bubble that makes your classroom a safe space for students and other teachers. So I want you to be honest with yourself right now and check in on how are you doing with yourself. Are you being mindful about how you're treating yourself? Are you being kind to yourself? Are you taking work home and becoming overloaded? If you are, stop now. It's not too late. You can make these changes right now in the school year. You have to make a commitment to keep yourself healthy and happy and keep your mind in a positive frame, because it's way too early in the school year to start thinking in negative thought patterns, because they are patterns and they will continue until you choose to break them. Now, I have 3 very interesting guests that are going to be coming up in the next coming weeks. So I want you to remain tuned in. Hit subscribe if you haven't done already to my podcast, or follow my podcast, because you're not going to want to miss the next 3 guests that I have coming up in the next episodes. I also want to remind you to check out my website, www.lifetimeliteracystore.com. Follow me on Instagram at Lifetime Literacy, or check out my blog at www.lifetimeliteracy.blog on WordPress. I've been doing a lot of articles and blog posts about using Google Apps in the classroom to help save time and gather data in a meaningful way. So take some time to check out my podcast, check out my website, and please send me your comments and your feedback so I can get ideas on guests and what you as an audience would like to hear about. So until next time, hopefully it won't be another month, I will look forward to hearing all of your great feedback.